Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, welcome to How's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we're joined by Walter Ochoa from Right at Home to discuss senior and elder care. Stay tuned for Bob.
I like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.
Welcome, everyone, to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we're talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. We have as our guest tonight Walter Ochoa. Walter Ochoa runs a company called Right at Home, and they provide care for seniors in their own home, allowing them to stay in their home and in their communities and with their loved ones. So we want to welcome you, Walter. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Thanks for having me. We'd love to have you on. We think, the type of work that you're doing is critical nowadays and very much in need and something that our listeners will probably, benefit from hearing. Walter, tell us a little bit, what does Right at Home do?
Well, Right at Home, we provide home care services. If you think about the needs of a senior, an elderly person at home, you start thinking, let's put this scenario 83 to 95 years old, maybe they are living by themselves. They've been living by themselves for the last 50 years. And next thing the body doesn't really respond the way that it used to. They started having issues, taking care of the most basic things like light housekeeping, taking care of the garden, taking care of keeping the house the way that they used to have it, like for all those years. And that's when we come in place, that's when we come to help. That's when we send professional home health aides, caregivers, aides to take care of them, to help them, to keep them independent so they can stay home a little bit longer. We believe that staying at home is the way to go nowadays. We have a lot of people, getting old, and, frankly, it's going to be hard to find places for them in facilities, you know. So staying home, that's our goal. Keep them home, keep them independent at home, and, you know, keep them happy.
Yes, I imagine their happiness level rises dramatically when they can stay in their own home, enjoy a place that they've been for 20, 30, 40 years, rather than being relocated to a assisted living center. I'm assuming that they thrive at home a lot better than they do in assisted living.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see that, especially when, you know, having an issue when you are elderly, you know, it might take months before you actually go home. Let's put this scenario. Let's say, for example, a person has a fall. After that fall, they have to go to the hospital. From the hospital, they have to go to a rehab facility. And then from the rehab facility, they go back home. You know, the time that the recovery time for something like that, it might be months, 2-3 months. And you have no idea how many times I hear when I'm getting, you know, doing the intake and we are talking to them, how many times they say, you know what, I can't wait to be home. You know, I don't like this environment. I know people's been really nice to me, the nurses, the assistants, but I want to be home. You know, I want to be with my wife. I want to be with my husband. I want to be with my friends. I really need to stay, to come back home. And so based on that, you know, just that need that we see, when they just been for 3 months, pretty much outside their homes, you know, that need to come back, we can definitely extrapolate that into think that, you know, when they are in a place that is outside home, it's going to be some kind of struggling. And, you know, we see sometimes that, you know, after staying in a facility, you know, health start having health issues, they start deteriorating. And absolutely staying home is the place, is where they want to be.
Walter, who usually contacts you for your services? Is it the mm-hmm. children? Is it the elder? Is it the senior? Or are there facilities that contact you and say, so-and-so is ready to be discharged and they probably need your services? Who's calling you for your type of service?
Right. It's a mixed bag, and we need to put it in perspective. We are still helping the greatest generation, you know, that generation that is the resilient one. The one that went through so many issues along history. You know, we're talking about World War II. We're talking about the big crash of the, you know, the market crash. So it's very resilient people. So they normally don't call. The seniors, they still think they can do everything. In their minds, they're still strong. And, you know, there's something about it. They went through so many struggles in life that they can still do a lot of at least in their minds. So they don't really call that much. Most of the cases, we get calls from the kids, you know, the adult kids. You know, they are the ones who call us saying, you know what, my mom lives by herself. She feels strong. She feels like she doesn't need any help, but we see that she needs it. We don't feel in peace, you know, when we are at home at nighttime. You know, when a telephone rings and we see that it's coming from her home, you know, we get concerned that something might happen. So most of the cases that we get is from the family members. And also we have really great relationships with a lot of rehab facilities, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, hospitals, discharge planners, social workers that call us, you know. We've been developing this relationship with them, and they say, you know, Walter, I have a person here, a patient of ours that needs to go home. You know what? Just come over and do an assessment, and, you know, just let's just take it from there. So pretty much it's just those two big groups, you know, kids and the discharge planners and the social workers from the facilities that call us.
Walter, you mentioned, you know, that a lot of your clientele are from the greatest generation, people who have gone through a lot of difficult times, survived, did it on their own, used to be and are used to be independent. How do you overcome resistance sometimes in the seniors when they say, I don't need help or I don't want anybody in my house?
Absolutely, and that's a great question because that's the issue that family members mention all the time. And every time they call, it's like, I know mom needs assistance, but, you know, she's resilient. And, you know, it's like everything in life, you know. When you go into a pool and it's a sunny day and the pool is cold, you don't really go, like, that fast. You know, you can have a shock, like, if it's too cold, right? Sometimes what people do is just go little by little. Start with the feet, you know, and then start getting to the pool a little more, and next thing you know, you're adapted. And that's exactly what happens with seniors, you know. We offer, we are very flexible, you know. We say, listen, you know, if you need only a few hours, let's say 4 hours, let's start with 4 hours twice a week. Let's see how it goes. And then we send the caregiver, we send the person that at the beginning, they don't gonna know. You know, they will be like, who is this person? It's like everything. You're inviting somebody to your home. But little by little, if you match the right caregiver with the right patient based on personality, then little by little, this person starts just noticing the benefit. And you have no idea how many times we have started with twice a week. And little by little, it's like, okay, now mom called asking where is such and such caregiver, and she's saying that why she didn't come today. So I guess it's time to just, you know, send her for another day. And, you know, little by little, we just introduce a little more hours, a little more days, a little more help. And, you know, they start appreciating that. And I guess that is a struggle. As I say, you know, they don't want to accept the help. They still feel like they can do everything. But once they start feeling that they are being helped, that's when they open up and we start providing a little more help for them.
And how does Right at Home differentiate itself from the types of care we hear some seniors get 24 hours, 7 days a week? Is that something you provide, or is that another level of care that you know, Right at Home does not provide?
No, you know, when we start the care, you know, the process to identify the need is a very complex one. Starts with the call. When somebody calls, my mom is in a rehab facility. She needs to go home. That's when we start asking the questions. You know, okay, so tell me a little more about mom. Tell me a little more about what is happening. Where she needs the help. Based on all that information, we start determining, okay, good. So based on what you're telling me, maybe she only needs a few hours a day. And then we say, you know, this is my advice. You know, if you have her 3 times a week, the caregiver, 4 hours a day is fine. But if we start noticing and by asking the questions, you know, that maybe she needs a little more assistance at nighttime, maybe she needs somebody to help her to, you know, maybe go to the bathroom or she likes to sleep a lot at night. She doesn't like to sleep a lot at night. Then we start realizing, okay, maybe she needs a little more than a few hours. That's when it comes the living or the 24/7. It's a little different. When you're talking about a living, the caregiver is allowed to stay at home and she's allowed to sleep in the nighttime and having the treat, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner hours. And if you have a 24/7, the caregiver has to be awake and aware for 24/7. Normally, we don't leave the caregiver for 24/7. We would have two shifts of 12 and 12. And, yeah, so it's based on need. We do provide from a few hours to living 24/7. And it's based on the original assessment that we do.
And how about financial assistance, or how do seniors qualify for your type of services or pay for your type of services?
And that's a great question because it's always one of the questions that we receive from the clients. You know, do you receive Medicare, for example? Do you receive Medicaid? Do you receive? most of the cases that we do have are private duty. When we're talking about private duty, the caregiver pays for their services. Unfortunately, Medicare doesn't pay for these type of services. Medicare is more medical. But within the private duty, you know, we also have other alternatives, like, for example, a long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance turned out to be one of the, you know, if you are really planning ahead in life, my advice, get a long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance helps you when you need it the most, when you're 80-something and you need day-to-day assistance. So private duty, long-term care insurance pays for that. We love our veterans. They've been a great service for the country. And we promote a service that is called the Aid and Assistance. That is a benefit that is given by the Veterans Administration. We are in partnership with a company called Veterans Home Care, and we try to get services for individuals that serve the country. And you know, care and assistance for Veterans Administration can pay up to $2,300 a month for a veteran. You know, I know you need to qualify, but we always put it in front of them, and then we ask the right questions. And last but not least is Medicaid. Medicaid pays for this type of services as well. Medicaid is mostly for, you know, people with low resources financially. And if they do need the assistance, you know, we do have contracts with managed long-term care services, MLTCs, and we can actually, you know, provide services through Medicaid for them.
Okay. And Walter, you did mention medical care. That's something you don't provide, correct, is medical care. You provide other types of care. Up to, but
right,
not including medical.
Absolutely.
Correct?
So the services that we provide are a companionship that is more like a light housekeeping, you know, medication reminders, meal preparation, going for errands, going to the supermarket, accompany you to the doctor's appointments. That is more like companionship. The next level that we provide is personal care. By definition, personal care is when the caregiver needs to touch the client, meaning maybe the client needs some shower, maybe the client needs some assistance dressing or feeding. You know, that's when that is what is called the personal care. Above that is medical. Medical assistance is when a doctor comes and provides a little more, giving medications or administering medications. We do not provide medical care. So it goes up to personal care. We do have nurses on staff that just going to be checking and monitoring the general health, but it's more like to keep, the quality of the of the services in a very high level, but we don't provide medical care. Medical care is more like doctors at home, just visiting at home and providing, more like medical-related assistance.
And how about adult daycare? Is that something that you provide? I'm thinking of a situation where maybe children are living with their parents, but the children go off to work during the day, and say, you know, mom and dad could probably need somebody during the day until I get home from work. That's something you can help with?
Well, no, we don't provide that type of services, but we complement those services. And, that could be seen as the social part of aging at home. So let's put it in this perspective. You know, a typical day for a person with home care and having some social activities outside, like in adult care facilities, would be like this. We help them in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, for example, help them with the showers, with getting dressed, meal preparation, breakfast, 8 to 12, for example, and then, you know, we can take them to the senior centers. We can take them to the adult care centers. So they socialize with other seniors. So I see it more like a complementing home care. We don't provide the services, but we do know places that they can go. They can have a nice time. They can have games. They can have activities. And then after that, and sometimes our caregivers accompany the senior to those facilities, and then they take them back home. So it's more like a complementing for home care, and we actually encourage it. You know, if they can socialize, keep talking to other seniors, that keeps the mind fresh, that keeps the mind working, and, you know, we don't want social isolation at any point. So we encourage it. We don't provide it, but we know places where we can make the referrals so they can have a healthy life and you know, a nice aging at home.
And, Walter, you mentioned that, you know, you meet up with clients occasionally as they're leaving the rehab center.
Right.
Are there any times when you provide services to people who are either in a rehab center, at the rehab center, or in a nursing home? I know sometimes, you know, children complain, oh, mom and dad is in a nursing home, no one's really watching after them or looking for them or providing them companionship during the day. Is that something you also provide?
Absolutely. We provide services inside the facilities, rehab facilities, nursing homes, hospitals. The reality you know, the rehab facilities and assisted living facilities is that it would be impossible to have a one-to-one care. It's not that they don't want it, but imagine, you know, you would have to have, I don't know, for each person in the facility, one caregiver. It would be practically impossible to do it. So normally what they do is they have what is called a cluster care. They have probably for each four to five patients, they have one caregiver. And absolutely, it's going to be a moment that maybe the person needs a little more one-to-one and facilities cannot provide those services. So they call us. They say, Walter, you know, we need somebody at the facility, you know, the person needs a little more one-to-one. Can you provide it? We absolutely send somebody there. You know, we are a licensed home care agency that allows to do that type of services, and we send somebody in the facilities to take care of them.
And Walter, you do mention licensing, and we live in a day and age where people like to see licenses and background checks and screenings.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things you do to reassure your clientele that you're sending, you know, the very best and safest, you know, attendant into their homes?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a great question. License is just the front of you know, the first page of the book. You know, okay, we are licensed. What is behind that? Behind that is what really is the important part. We need to do background checks for all our caregivers, fingerprinting background checks. We need to do reference checks. We need to do things like, for example, physicals. They need to be vaccinated for flu shots, flu shot vaccination, you know, don't contagious flu, so they don't get it. We need to have them insured. We need to, and then when it comes to payroll and things like that, you know, we need to pay workers' compensation. We need to pay liability insurance. So there is a lot of things behind the licensure that it really, at the end of the day, gives you peace of mind. You know, you don't have to really research too much before you hear stories. Like, for example, you know what? This caregiver was in a client's home. It didn't come from a licensed agency. The caregiver fell, and now the caregiver is suing the clients, you know, because they fell. And sometimes the insurance doesn't really cover, the home insurance doesn't really cover for people who is working there, you know. So it really can give you a headache if you don't have an agency that is insured and can tell you, listen, if the case falls there, it's not your liability, it's our liability. And all those little things is what really makes a big difference. Another one is the labor law, the labor laws that are surrounding the companions or the caregivers. Nowadays are getting more and more strict. Nowadays they are asking for paying the minimum wage. They are asking for you know, certain requirements when you have a person living at home. There is certain hours that you need to pay, and if you don't know those laws, which why would you? You know what I mean? Sometimes you are already concerned about mom and dad, and you just want somebody there. Probably you don't know all the laws, you know. So if you don't know them, and then everything, you know, as they say, you know, everything goes fine until something goes wrong, and right. Then you might have a somebody suing you, saying, listen, you know, you didn't pay me minimum wage, or you didn't pay me the extra hours for a living. And that's when you really start thinking, you know, you should really get a licensed home care agency that knows all the regulations and take that liability from your back.
Walter, we're almost at the end of our half hour. Are there any other services you provide that we didn't talk about?
Well, pretty much we covered the services that we provide, you know. I guess there is one additional service that unfortunately in America is sometimes dissipating, you know, and this quality of service. And, you know, regardless if you come to us for services, those are the things that you have to look for. You know, is the quality present? Is the attention to customer services there? And really, that's what really makes the difference. You know, how committed is the agency? How many people is going to be on call all the time? We are 24/7. We are all the time on call. And really, that's what it makes the difference. The caregivers, yes, they are important. They need to be certified. They need to be, you know, with the skills. But if you don't have an agency that has your back when you need it the most, then it's going to be difficult, you know, to have the quality that mom and dad needs at home.
Yes, and don't we all know that emergencies happen in the middle of the night when there's nobody around?
Absolutely.
And, but you are, your company is around.
You know
well,
what?
Well, Walter. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, as I was going to say, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you have somebody, when you call somebody, you want a person on the other side. You don't want a machine. And
correct.
And that's what it really makes a difference.
Walter, if someone needs your services, where are they going to locate you, either on the web or by phone?
Yes, you know, we are on our website is www.rightathome.net/Brooklyn. Or you can contact us to our phone number, 347-554-8400. We have a dedicated person, a compliance liaison, client liaison manager ready for you from the first call, somebody who's going to be taking care of you from day one until you say, you know, I don't need more services. And really, that's what it makes the difference.
Well, Walter, our half hour went fast. You were very informative telling us about what our seniors are and their children are all looking for, needing in this day and age. And we appreciate you being a guest on our show.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share this.
Good, Walter. Thank you. Well,
take care.
Concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Walter Ochoa. Walter has a company, Right at Home. They provide the right people, the right services, the right approach to help keeping seniors in their home and in their community, and that's really the best way to treat our seniors. They deserve that level of care. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on